On Thursday's front page, a violent crackdown failed to end the protests in Egypt. The Egyptian government struck back, sending provocateurs on horses and camels. They didn't rout the demonstrators. The Milky Way may be home to more than one watery planet. In hunting for other Earths, scientists found 1,200 possibilities. And a long, cold traffic jam in Chicago. Hundreds were trapped in their cars as a blizzard closed in. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the Egyptian government struck back at its opponents. Supporters of embattled President Hosni Mubarak charged into Cairo's central square on horses and camels. Video journalist David Boddy describes what happened next.
They were met with a hail of rocks by the anti-regime crowd, which pushed towards Mubarak's people and forced them out of Tahrir Square. The situation was dangerous for journalists recording the scene. After a number of threats, I had to put my camera away.
No.
Times reporter Anthony Shadid says it was a moment that suggested the Arab world would never be the same again. He says words like uprising and revolution only hint at the scale of the events. They've now reverberated across Yemen and Jordan, providing a new template for change. In Washington, the Obama administration strongly condemned violence by Mubarak's allies. The administration also called for Mubarak to speed up his departure from power. For the second time in a week, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs raised the possibility of cutting off U.S. aid to Egypt if Mubarak doesn't bend. Mubarak's government is angry. Times reporter Mark Landler says they're not the only ones who are questioning what right the U.S. has to dictate what happens.
That's been why this has been such a dilemma for the administration from the start. The administration never wanted to be perceived as pushing out Mubarak or ordering him to leave. They took huge pains not to do that, to say over and over again that this is a decision for the Egyptian people. Even when it became clear he would probably have to leave, they wanted to do it in a way where it was handled privately. That's why we sent this special envoy, Frank Wisner, and that it would be done in a way that would preserve Mubarak's dignity. But as we've seen this tremendous violence and these clashes in Cairo, that careful, calibrated process has gone by the boards, and the U.S. has been forced to resort to a much more direct criticism and a blunt demand, I think out of the fear that if they don't, they're going to lose these people on the street, and that'll have a greater long-term damage for the U.S. than alienating Mubarak now.
Times correspondent Mark Landler in Washington. The Kepler planet hunting satellite found 1,200 potential planets out there. That potentially triples the number of known planets in the universe. It'll take astronomers years to confirm which ones really are planets. 54 are dimmer and cooler than the sun, cool enough to have liquid water. 68 are 125% the size of the Earth or smaller. That makes them smaller than any previously discovered planets outside our solar system. In Chicago, hundreds of people spent nearly 13 hours trapped in their cars in a blizzard. With 70-mile-an-hour winds howling outside, they sat stalled on Lakeshore Drive right in the heart of the city. Officials say everyone was rescued eventually, and Mayor Richard Daley's chief of staff issued an apology. But he didn't single out anything the city might have done differently. Inside Thursday's Times, storm-weary Australia was hit by a huge cyclone. Cyclone Yasi is packing 185-mile-an-hour winds and heavy rains. It's the most powerful storm to hit Queensland in nearly a century. Thousands jammed emergency shelters. No reports yet on injuries or casualties. Some hospitals don't allow photos or videos during the birth of a baby. Some brand-new parents aren't happy about that. Thursday's Times says it's a collision of safety and legal issues. Some doctors and nurses don't want to be instant celebrities on Facebook or YouTube. There's also concern about malpractice cases. Videos could be edited before they're shown to a jury. Thursday's Business Day section says foreclosed homeowners are going to court on their own. With legal aid groups overwhelmed, courts are seeing a sharp rise in defendants representing themselves. One factor behind the increase is the changing nature of foreclosure. Back in 2008, when people went into default, many were walking away from subprime loans they could no longer afford. Now many defaults are triggered by unemployment. A legal case involving Jewish documents held by Russia has turned into a diplomatic feud over loaning artwork. State-run museums in Russia are canceling loans to institutions in this country. That means several Gauguins won't make it to an exhibition at the National Gallery of Art in Washington. The Metropolitan Museum of Art here in New York will probably be short a Cézanne. It was supposed to be shipped over for an exhibition of his famous card player paintings next week. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.